talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. We have a whole studio full of young people today. Matter of fact, we're going to have to go steal a chair out of Aaron's office, but we didn't have to. But currently, it is 62 degrees. The wind is out of the southwest at 16 miles an hour, gusting up to 22. I will have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you coming up shortly. Matter of fact, three of the four kids in the studio with me today are from Hobart, and I'm excited. And I got my old sidekick back, Chancy Ripito. She's finally got done with her being a Yellowstone filming star this weekend. Now she's back in the studio. So anyway, we're going to have fun. For right now, that'll be on the next segment. But for right now, we're going to do some grain prices. Hard red winter wheat is up. Cash prices in Oklahoma is up $8.23 a bushel, which is great news as long as you're not buying. Corn is $5.69, milo is $5.72, soybeans is still up there pretty good at $12.08 a bushel, and cotton is at $1.17 a pound. Wheat futures were up again, and they were close to a 9-year high in overnight trading amidst worries about global supplies of the grain. Excessive rainfall in Australia is causing flooding in growing areas as farmers attempt to harvest their crop, according to the weather data and media reports. Precipitation through at least through the first part of this week is expected to slow wheat collection as wetness is forecast to build in parts of the major producing states of New South Wales and South Queensland. Donald Kinley, an agriculture meteorologist with Maxar, said in his report, "There's a chance for rain every day this week in New South Wales, weather maps show. In Russia, the world's largest exporter of the grain, prices were up for a fifth straight week amidst strong demand. Algeria purchased 250,000 metric tons of Russian wheat last week. Prices in the so-called Black Sea region were at $337 a metric ton, up $5 from the previous week. Canadian wheat also is a point of concern as grain is piled up in the prairies after flooding and landslides cut off access to parts of British Columbia, including the port of Vancouver," Bloomberg News reported. 20 vessels are waiting for grain deliveries, and about 200,000 metric tons of wheat are unable to reach the port. And that's according to this news company, citing a company that monitors Canadian grain movements. Flooding killed at least one person last week after torrential downpours caused landslides that took out the entire sections of major roadways. The government in British Columbia is restricting the amount of gas people can use on that. We got corn futures for December delivery was up 3.25 at 5.80 1/4 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery added 11.5 cents to $12.64 3/4 a bushel. Soy meal lost 50 cents and is now at $3.64.10 a short ton, while soy oil rose 0.5 cents to 58.56 cents a pound. Kansas City futures on wheat was come up 22.75 cents to $8.61 1/4 a bushel. Money managers increased their bullish bets in corn to the highest level in 6 months last week, while also bumping their net long positions or bets on higher prices and beans, according to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Investors in the 7 days that ended on November 16th raised their bullish bets in corns to 335,273 future contracts. That's up from 311,637 future contracts a week earlier. The weekly commitment of traders report from Commodity Futures Trading Commission shows trader positions and futures. So their hedge funds and other large investors raised their bullish bets in soft red winter futures to a net 16,247 contracts last week, up from only 1,726 contracts. So anyway, there's all kinds of things going on. Dry weather is in the forecast for all of Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma. Don't look pretty. So there will be, according to the forecast, wind all this week until Friday. So fire alert is red flag fire alert will be in effect coming up pretty soon tomorrow, I think is what they're forecasting for our listening area of western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Jancy, help me out here. 110. There we go. Got one more somewhere. Anyways, so I attended the Elk City, the National Heifer Show out here at Elk City Saturday. And oh my, if you guys have never been to a heifer show at Elk City, you guys need to come to it because it's they had the facilities in great shape. There was a ton of people there, and I'm not sure exactly what the total number ended up being, 164 or 174 on the amount of heifers there. But Jancy, help me out here. We got the champions. These are the champions. You want to? Whoop, hang on. There you go. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, come in. Are you on Verizon or what?
No.
There's starting there with the Angus all the way down, and the Charlet was also the reserve, and then the Simmental was a deal. So go over that.
Go over all of them?
Yeah.
Okay, your champion Angus was exhibited by Deaton Cook of Cordell. Champion Charlet is Jackson Nichols of Sealing. Champion Charlet Composite is Dalen Maccabee. I think that's what that says.
Yep.
Champion Chi is Madison Ori of Indiahoma. Horned Hereford was Cameron Oaks of Arapaho. Your champion Pulled Hereford is Kenna Silas of Leedy. Your champion Limousine is Sage, I don't know how to pronounce that last name, of Okarchi.
Go for it. Just try it. Do something.
Just
like
try
I
it.
Do. Yeah, like I do.
I'm going to go with Hanrahan of Okarchi.
Close.
Champion Maine is Neely Davis of Wheeler, Texas. Your champion maintainer is Reese Richardson of Arapaho. Champion Red Angus was Danielle Brooks of Wilson, Oklahoma. Champion Shorthorn is Dayson Cash of Fay, Oklahoma. Champion Shorthorn Plus is Dayson Cash of Fay, Oklahoma. Champion Simmental was Bryson Robertson of Crawford, Oklahoma. Your champion Simmental percentage was...
Beef.
Yeah,
go for that last name, too.
I'm not even going to try. From Lawton, and your champion commercial heifer was Hannah Stair from Mangum, Oklahoma.
And who was the supreme champion?
Your supreme champion was Bryson Robertson with the champion Simmental from Crawford.
And the reserve?
The reserve was the champion Charlet shown by Jackson Nichols of Sealing.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, that was a great show. I read where, I seen on Facebook where the judge was on his way home and did a live shot while he was driving and talking about the people, the kids.
Really?
And he did a really good, I watched him. He did a really good job with the kids. He went up, talked to them, made him feel a little bit easier because there was one little kid in there, couldn't have been 3 foot tall. You could tell she'd been working with her kid because this thing was four times bigger than her. She just walked right in there and set up, and it was good. And he complimented her on it, and they did a really good job. The facilities was good. Greg and Brent and Christy and I don't know who all those other people are. They did a really good job of running the show, getting people in and out of there. And on top of it, there was some beautiful animals there.
Well, that's good. That was a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show. And in my last segment, we're going to talk about the Western Oklahoma Heifer Show at Clinton that was yesterday.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, well, when we get back, I have a bunch of young, bright-looking kids in here that were out of school, so they had time to come visit the Today in Ag Show. And so we're going to be talking about their wheat contest that they were just at, and then this other program that they're pushing that they talked about a few months ago when they come on the show about for Christmas for needy kids. And it's awesome. It's an awesome program. We're live on Facebook. You can, if you're, you can also check the show out online on KCOFM.com, on air, Today in Ag. And we're talking to you on the radio. So we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Docility is probably the biggest selling point for Red Angus. Red Angus cattle are just more docile as a breed, just bred into them. It's been that way for years since the inception of the breed. My two kids, and not just the kids, the older generation, they don't want to mess with bulls that are not gentle. Red Angus are more gentle to handle. We raise registered Red Angus, Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Are you in the market to buy or sell cattle? Then don't miss Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale's every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m., buyers can bid in person or online. To consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. That's 580-331-8547. Be sure and check out the market reports and each week's penny news. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Welcome back. 62 degrees. The wind's out of the south-southwest at 17 miles an hour. Gust up to 21 miles an hour. Jancy, you want to introduce our guest?
I would be happy to introduce our guest.
I know you would.
Today in the studio, we have Hudson Squires, Zell Freeman, and Alexa Shoffley, all from Hobart.
See, she got it right. I would have messed it up. So anyway, you guys were in a wheat contest here lately. And tell us about that.
So we collected a 10-pound sample of our wheat, and then
Grown by your family?
Yes.
Okay.
Grown by my family. And then my little brother and Miss Brooks went up to O'Keen to run it through, like, the wheat cleaning machines. I don't really know the exact name for them.
That's it.
And then they took it back home, and Sutton picked through all of his wheat and then turned that in. And with that, you have to turn in an essay of how you grew it, the chemicals you sprayed, and everything like that. And then you have to do a cost worksheet over if you made a profit or lost some money somewhere in between.
So your little brother did one, you didn't do one. Or did you do
one? We both did one, yes.
Did you lose or win? I'm talking about on money-wise.
Oh, no. Sutton got a $2,000 scholarship.
Right?
Yes.
No, I'm talking about said you ran the profit.
Yes.
Yeah. How did that turn out?
It turned out pretty good. So, probably not the best profit we've had, but...
But you made money.
Yes.
You made money. Yeah, we'll get to your $25 deal here in just a minute. I'm saving that for last. And, Chancey, you got something?
What do you want me to read?
Talk to him. Talk to Hudson. He was in a contest because he ended up with the scholarship.
Hey, Hudson, do you want to tell us about your scholarship from the contest?
Can you hear me good?
Yeah, talk a little louder.
I got fourth overall in the FFA division, so I got a $200 check, and then I got $3,000 scholarship to any college I want to go to.
And that was for getting fourth?
Yes, I got fourth overall.
Okay, what did you have a wheat variety?
Mine was Double Stop.
Okay.
CL from, yeah, that's it. I don't know. We got it. Oh, okay. So, on the wheat contest, what you have to do is part of your wheat, they bake it, like into bread.
Right.
You bake it and see how good that turns out.
Yep.
And then the other part, you have to, like, through a milling process, how they mill it through the machines and stuff.
Right.
And I got first out of the whole state in the milling.
Oh, good.
So.
So you had some quality wheat.
Yes. Yes, mine was pretty good this year.
And so where you, are you going to go to OSU?
Probably.
What? I'm just kidding.
I know you got the OU hat on. But.
It's my good luck hunting hat. So I got to wear it during the season this year. And then, I was just giving you a hard time about that. So did you bring us any bread samples?
I didn't even get any bread samples. I got a picture.
You got a picture?
I got a picture of it.
It looks good. So they went through the milling process and then the flour, and then they, and then that's when they turned it into flour. That's when they baked each sample. And,
yes.
And that was one of the parts of the, how many different categories of the process was in the wheat deal?
I think there's, is there just
three or four?
I think there's three.
Okay, what was they again?
There's baking, and there's milling, and production is one of them.
And then the overall look of the wheat.
I got you. Because they had test weights, moisture tests, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's pretty good. And then your little brother got a $2,000 scholarship. What'd you get?
$25.
Sorry, you came in here. Well, you guys were in here last time there a couple months ago. She was in charge, so I'm going to give her a hard time. But, hey, $25 better than nothing.
That's very true.
So anyway, but little brother outdid you, though, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
That's good, though. You'll get him next year.
I hope.
What are you, junior or sophomore?
I'm a junior.
Junior, okay. I can remember. All right. Well, they, so how many scholarships were they? Do you know?
It says there was two students who received a $2,000 scholarship, and there was another $3,000 scholarship given out, so.
How many people were in the whole contest, do you guys know?
So they only did the top 25 at the banquet for 4-H and FFA, but there were around 50 competitors throughout the whole thing for both divisions.
That's pretty good. Well, good job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And tell your little brother congratulations.
I will.
Congratulations to
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Hey, you were in the top 25.
Yes,
well,
I was.
That's something. There's a lot of wheat producers in the state of Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good. Luckily, you guys got good farms and good wheat down there. Well, when we get back, I'm going to take a short break here, and when we get back, we're going to talk about you guys' food pantry deal, because it's very important, and I want everybody to help out, and they can, because we got some good listeners out there with big hearts. So I have Alexa, Zell, and Hudson from the Hobart FFA in here with me, and as always, my sidekick, Jancy Ripitoe, partner in crime, she's in here. When we get back, we're going to talk some more to the kids. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, November 12th. 2,088 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 296 brought 201. 10 at 468 brought 165.50. 11 at 554 brought 146. 6 at 606 brought 149. 5 at 625 brought 146. 6 at 703 brought 145. 11 head of heifers at 390 brought 159. 13 at 462 brought 146.50. 11 at 504 brought 140.50. 10 at 553 brought 140. 6 at 647 brought 124. 11 at 856 brought 133. Butcher cows were 2750 to 7. Butcher bulls 41 to 95, bred cows 600 to 1500, pairs brought 885 to 1675. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6 in Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Are there any beef eaters out there? Well, sink your teeth into this. The Elk City Rotary Club's giving you a chance to win a side of beef and a freezer to keep it in with the beef sweepstakes. Get one ticket for $25 or 5 tickets for just $100. Go by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City to get your tickets. Grand prize is a side of beef and a freezer. Second and third prizes are a quarter beef each. Winners chosen December 11th at 8 p.m. at Elk City's Christmas in the Park in Ackley Park. Beef up your Christmas and help some great local projects with the Elk City Rotary Club's Beef Sweepstakes.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Hi, I'm James with Western Equipment. Listen up, any high school junior and senior, and any parent or grandparent of any high school junior or senior. By your junior and senior year, it's time to start planning for a job. Right now, if you don't know what you want to do, check out the John Deere AgTech program through Western Equipment. It's a two-year program, and afterwards, we guarantee you a solid job at one of our 21 locations in Texas, Oklahoma, or New Mexico. Now is the time. Visit west-equip.com/careers for more information to apply.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Welcome back to Today in Ag. It's 64 degrees, wind out of southwest at 17 miles an hour, gusting up to 22 miles an hour. It was a fun weekend, opening weekend for rifle season. Did you go, Zell?
Yes, I did. I didn't see anything. I saw some little 8 points yesterday, but I didn't shoot anything.
You a trophy hunter?
Sort of.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. It was fun. I didn't hear of any major incidents, but a lot of big deer was killed. And Jancy, you got a stud.
Yeah, I did kill a good one.
Yeah, it was good. And I can't wait to see that on being broadcast next year.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's pretty good time. But over in my area, they was, well, I showed up to a barn full of deer. They were all shot by kids. So it was like 30 minutes before I said anything about the one on the back of my pickup. I was like, well, I'm going to go get mine processed. What, you shot one? That's kind of embarrassed to show mine with all you kids.
Yeah, I didn't know you shot one until 20 minutes after you got there.
I was like, be low profile. It wasn't, the deer I shot wasn't a bad one by no means. So, but yours and Rain's and Ryan shot one. And who else is the other one?
One of the twins, maybe.
I still ain't got them down.
I don't know which one's which. Yeah, they look the same.
One of the Carter twins got one, but they was some nice ones. I mean, these were all 140 class and above bucks. Mm-hmm. And so it was a fun weekend. And it looks like, according to social media, there's a lot of big deer killed. A lot of deer shot. Anyway, remember to shoot your does this week. We need to shoot some does. So anyway, well, I have Alexa, Zell, and Hudson. I almost had it memorized. From the Hobart FFA in here. We got a couple more things to talk about with them. And Jancy's in here helping me. She's on her way to some project at Canute. So she stopped by to help me out. Well, before we get to the pantry, food pantry deal, you guys got a hog sale coming up.
Yes. They've got the Holiday Spectacular. It's going to be December 18th there at Hobart. Cards are due at 8, and the show's going to start at 9.
All right. How many pigs do you know?
We're not sure. It's open to the whole state. It's a jackpot. And it's a ugly sweater contest. So the exhibitors can show in an ugly sweater. And
well, that's adding a little something different to it.
Yes. And then... Sorry.
No, according to my wife, I'd probably win because of the way I dress.
And then pins and trailer spots will sell online in a week or two.
Oh, okay.
So be checking.
And that's coming up when again?
December 18th.
December 18th?
Yes.
All right, cool. Anyway, well, let's... Zale, you've been awful quiet over there, even though I think you know more than he does.
Had to help him out a little bit earlier.
You guys, we talked about this when you guys were on a couple months ago about... it's a gift program. Is that what it's called, the gift program?
Yes, yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's something we started about 2 or 3 years ago when Miss Brooks first started at Hobart. And at Christmas, it started with just about one or two students that were in need that maybe don't have enough funds or parents that shop for Christmas presents for them or don't have the clothes that they need or the food or hygiene products that they need, and they will fill out a piece of paper that ranks like shoes, coats, clothes, shorts, and like what they need the most in order from like, I think 1 to 10, there's about 10 things on there.
And then we go out, and they, after they give us their size and stuff, and shop for what they ranked that they need the most. I think they get about 4 or 5 of their highest ranked items on there. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And you've been doing this since Miss Brooks come?
Yes. I think it's her third or fourth year here.
See,
so this will be
the fourth year. Yeah.
Yes, this will be the fourth year that we do that. And I think we're looking to do 6+ students this year. So how we do that, how we pay for it, is some of the money comes from our money that the Hobart FFA makes off of, like, the labor auction. But also we do accept funds from other community members that feel the need to donate to our cause.
You'll accept funds from anybody.
Yes,
in my
we will.
Here, won't you? Well, because this is awesome. I mean, because you guys just had your labor auction a few weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
I remember, because I talked about that. And you raised quite a bit of money, I heard.
Yes.
Yeah, it did good. So that was awesome. Well, you know, I don't even know how to say this, just because growing up, I'm not going to say I was underprivileged, but we wasn't very rich, you know, or we didn't have we weren't even modest family back then. You know, mom had 2 jobs. My dad was a preacher, and we didn't have a lot of stuff. And I got 1 pair of shoes a year, and that was it. And I had to make them last up until I started working myself. But it's this is awesome. I mean, I don't even know what else to ask about it. But if you guys listening out there and somebody's got some extra money, they'd like to donate to this, because this is good. Kids in high school or in their FFA chapter at Hobart, they're taking their time to take some guys that are some kids that are not as privileged as they or anybody else out there, and getting money and purchase some, you know, shoes, jackets, hygiene projects, food, whatever they need. If you got extra money and you would like to donate, call Mackie Brooks. She's the FFA instructor at 580-318-0954. 318-0954. And if you didn't get that or couldn't write that down, if you'll text me on the text line, I'll give you that number out, because it's a really good I mentioned deer hunting and the deer pictures are coming in. but back to the, and you're a hunter too.
Yes.
Tell us about your adventures over the weekend.
Well, I went hunting yesterday on a mountain in Granite. And the day before that, my dad, my brother, and my cousin all shot deer at different stands across the mountain, but I was the unlucky one. But last night, my sister was at a separate place than me, and she did get a little management buck.
Management buck?
Yes.
So you know what you're doing. I mean, not every kid calls a management buck or call.
He'd broken half his antlers off, so... And he was kind of scroungy looking, but we're happy. It was her first deer, and we're just happy she hit it.
Oh, good. Yeah, exactly. And we still got, 13 more days to go.
Yeah, we have plenty of time.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of time. What caliber rifle you shoot?
I've been using, my dad got a new one. I don't really know what it is.
Hand-me-down? You
yeah.
got a hand-me-down?
I'm the whatever they tell me, I just shoot that.
awesome. Well, I'm glad you guys had a good time. Do you wanna say anything about the food pantry deal?
I think Zell explained all of it. I mean, I don't really have anything to add. It's kind of our Christmas party for the year, so instead of spending money on ourselves, we spend it for other kids who are more in need.
There, that's what I wanted to hear. Good. Yeah, that was awesome. So if anybody's got any extra money laying around, these 3 good-looking kids that are in here from Hobart, I'm sure they'll take your money. Matter of fact, if you'll text in before they leave town, I'll give them your numbers and they collect while you're here. So anyway, but yeah, if you do, honestly, just find a spot in your heart and donate to these kids, because that's a great deal. That's honestly a great deal. And you don't know how much I appreciate you guys coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, no problem. And good to see you again, Hudson.
It's good to be here.
Who was with you last time?
It was Alexa and Levin.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So anyway, there's some bright kids from Holborn. This second time they've been in the studio, and Miss Brooks, all I can say is it's Mrs. Brooks, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say, but Mrs. Brooks, you're doing an awful great job with these kids. You're doing good. These are some good kids. I'm glad to see that you guys are here and doing a great job promoting your food pantry deal. You're doing good in your contest. You guys are big into showing down there. I know you are.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. And is ever y'all three show?
Yes, I show cattle and so does he.
Yeah, I show.
Remember that you showed cattle and you show hogs, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why you didn't do so good on your wheat.
Yeah, maybe.
So anyway, all right. Well, Alexa, Zell, and Hudson were in here from the Hobart FFA on our program today talking about all the stuff we just got through with, and Jancy was in here helping me, and you're just a natural girl.
I try.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Hi, I'm James with Western Equipment. Listen up, any high school junior and senior, and any parent or grandparent of any high school junior or senior. By your junior and senior year, it's time to start planning for a job. Right now, if you don't know what you want to do, check out the John Deere AgTech program through Western Equipment. It's a 2-year program, and afterwards, we guarantee you a solid job at one of our 21 locations in Texas, Oklahoma, or New Mexico. Now is the time. Visit west-equip.com/careers for more information to apply.
This is Jerry Nunn, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, November 16th, we sold 1,019 cows, bulls, and calves. Thursday, November 18th, we sold 4,273 calves and feeders for a total of 5,292 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better cow and cows bring 62 to 73. Thin cows bring 35 to 57, with the bulls bringing 62 to 85. 2 to 4-year-old bred cows, 1,010 to 1,350, with a 5 to 8-year-old bred cow, 700 to 1,200. 9 and older bred cows, 735 to 900. 2 to 8-year-old pairs, 1,260 to 1,500, with their 9 and older pairs, 1,025 to 1,100. 100 steer cattle, 3 to 350 steers, 204 to 216, 4 to 450, 171 to 205. 5 to 550, 153 to 187, 6 to 650, 136 to 167, 7 to 750 steers, 143 to 163.5, 8 to 850, 147 to 161.50, 850 to 9 weight steers, 145 to 164, and our 9 to 950 steers, 150.50 to 154.25. Very good market on those feeders. Heifers, 3 to 350 weight calves. Heifers, 177 to 182, 4 to 450, 156 to 161, 5 to 550, 136 to 162, 650 to 7 weights, 138 to 155, 75, 7 to 750, 139 to 156, 8 to 850, 142 to 149, 75, and 38 heifers weighing 894 to 899, bringing 140.50 to 143.5. A lot of these are big heifers that didn't breed or lost calves, very aggressive market. Great on feeders, very good on calves, going back to the wheat. Remember, we work 100% for the seller. Never lying to the buyer. I stay in the ring start to finish to make sure we get the most we can for every head. Thanks again, Jerry Nine. And the Woodward Livestock Auction, I will remind you, we will have a sale this Tuesday. No sale Thanksgiving Day. Thanks again, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
This hour's weather is brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Complete nutrition for every animal. That's what you'll find at High Pro Feeds. At High Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Check them out on Facebook and online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Jancy, I had to turn the camera around to get to you. I'm there. I got you.
Okay.
Don't worry. Anyway, I had to readjust everything. Anyway, that's a great deal that those kids are doing for...
Yes, that's awesome.
I mean... I don't have any words to emphasize. No, this is a great deal. So if somebody's got some extra money laying around and want to donate, it's a good deal.
It's a good cause.
Mackie is the FFA instructor at Hobart, so she wouldn't be hard to find. I think she's on Facebook, too. So, anyway, well, here's the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Yeah, man, it still feel like November. It's 60s and 70s all week long. Currently, it's 64 degrees. Winds out of the south, southwest, 18, gusting up to 27 now. High today is at 67. We're almost there. Tomorrow, breezy and 70. Wednesday, breezy and 70. And then a cold front comes through Wednesday night, but no rain in the forecast. 52 for a high on Thanksgiving Day. Be a good day to stay in and eat turkey, dressing, pecan pie, pumpkin pie. What do you think, Jancy?
I'm ready for Thanksgiving.
Where you got? You guys, you got two of them. You always, guys always go to two, don't you?
Two, or unless Plateau has one, we'll have three. But as of right now, two.
Okay. And then it's going to be pretty chilly Thursday night, 28 for low, Friday high 63 and no wind. So anyway, that looks pretty good. It was 23 at my house this morning at 7 a.m. But we live close to the river, so you guys live about the same distance from the river, so I bet you guys were pretty chilly too.
It was cold this morning.
Yeah, it was pretty cold. And anyway, so we got, well, the Oklahoma National Heifer Show was at Elk City Saturday.
Yes, it was.
And everybody loaded up and went right over to the next town to the east of us, Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Big metropolitan Clinton. And they had the Western Oklahoma Heifer Show. You want to tell everybody some of the results for me, please?
I would be happy to. Your champion Angus was Kendall Sadler from Perkins. Reserve Angus is Cade Hendricks from Okarchee. Champion Charlet is Dacey McIntyre of Forgan. Reserve Charlet is Jackson Nichols of Sealing. Champion Charlet Composite was Braden Callis of Minko. Reserve Charlet Composite, Dylan McNabb of Canton. Champion Chi was Hunter Morton of Stratford. Reserve Chi was Abby Emberson from Blanchard. Champion Hereford was Grady Carter of Stratford. Reserve Hereford was Creighton Carpenter of Leedy. Champion Pulled Hereford was Hollis Helms from Fort Cobb. Reserve Pulled Hereford was Kenna Silas of Leedy. Champion Mini Hereford was Teos Heck of Latta. Reserve Mini Hereford, Keller Oaks of Arapaho. Champion Limousine was Ryle Johnson of Clinton. Champion Maine was Devin Morton of Stratford. Reserve Champion Maine was Neely Davis of Wheeler, Texas. Champion Maintainer was Hunter Morton of Stratford. Reserve Maintainer was Kyler Pettigrew of Yukon. Champion Red Angus was Camden Walter of Elk City. Reserve Red Angus was Alyssa Worthington of Frederick. Champion Shorthorn was Abilene Sullivan of Lawton. Reserve Shorthorn was Stanton Hooper of Temple. Champion Shorthorn Plus was Caden Worthington of Banner. Reserve Shorthorn Plus, Abilene Sullivan of Lawton. Champion Simmental, Harper Holmes from Fort Cobb. Reserve Simmental, Braden Bushwald of Chattanooga. Champion Percentage Simmental was Grady Emberso from Blanchard. Reserve Percentage Simmental was Brazos Heck from Latta. Champion AOB was Julian Sherman of Woodward. Reserve AOB, Lindley Nichols of Sealing. Champion Commercial was Brazos Heck of Latta. And your Reserve Commercial was Dalby Daboon. Dalboon, I hope I said that right, of Empire.
Well, that's pretty good. That's the first one you had an issue with, unlike the other one. Yeah, it's like me. That's why I want to eat her.
Some of those last names are a little tricky.
Yeah, we got the German and the French and the Spanish. We got all that going on in there, and it gets my biggest issues with German names. I don't know why. I can do the Schneeberger thing. Everybody knows who the Schneebergers are over there in Ouachita County. That ain't a big deal. I can do that one, but some of those others, holy moly, gets me in trouble on the air. Well, here, read this one out. Remember my wife just brought me some food?
Yes,
tell everybody where it was from. Simon's Catch, maybe?
Yes, it was good. It is, it was a benefit lunch, a fundraiser for the Two family. It looks like the food was from Simon's Catch. located over there at the Church of God on 501 West 1st Street in Elk City. Please place your orders by calling 405-612-0938. Pre-orders are welcome over there.
They got a time on there? I didn't remember seeing one.
I do not. Oh, 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m.
Oh, so it's all afternoon.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because it smelled good when Sandy brought it in here
it
a while ago.
It did smell good.
Yeah, it's because Jancy's going, where's mine?
Yeah, I turned around real fast when I smelled that.
Yeah, so, all right. Well, cool. Thank you. Well,
you're
thank you for coming in. I know you got a mission to accomplish heading to Canute.
Yes, I do. So
I'll let you go and I'll finish the show up.
Thank you for having me back.
Thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
All right. That's Jancy Ripito. She's leaving me now all by myself. So anyway, everybody's probably turning their radios off now. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right, well, we got a few minutes left, and I want to go over some numbers with you from the weekly summaries from Texas and Oklahoma livestock auctions from last week. And let's start with my friends to the west of us out here in the Texas Panhandle. Texas currently had 7,511 total receipts in the sale barns, and the week before was 7,652. Last year they had 8,219 head the same week. Feeder cattle made up about 86% of that. Slaughter cattle was about 827, so about 11%, and replacement cattle was around 3% of those receipts with sale barn receipts from Texas last week. Like I said, I'm going to go through here and just pick out some, and you guys can judge for yourself on some numbers. Let's start with some steers. That's all I'm going to actually do is some steers. Let's see here. Let me pick one out. Here we go. 19 head, averaged 434 pounds, brought $1.95.40. Well, in that class, they were selling up for a dollar, up to $1.99. And then we got some around 500 pounds here, 527 average. They brought $1.72.41. And then we get down here to the six-weight class. We had 133 head in Texas that was average weight was 615, brought $1.57. So that's pretty good. And then we got some heavier weights here, 678. It brought $1.49. So that's pretty good. In Oklahoma, compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers were steady to $3 higher. Steer calves were $4 higher. Heifer calves were steady to $3 higher. Demand very good for all classes. Lighter number of feeder cattle boosting the feeder demand. Higher slaughter cattle prices also a contributing factor to the increased feeder demand. Wheat pasture in pretty good shape. I don't know where they took that survey, but around here we do have some, but we need some rain. And that has assisted in good demand for calves. Slaughter cows were $1 to $4 lower. Slaughter bulls were $1 to $2 lower. And packer demand was up. Well, in Oklahoma, there was 43,615 sold at the sale barn last week. Compared to the week before, that was 45,070. Last year, there was 52,841 sold the same week as last week. Feeder cattle made up 90% of it at 40,000 of the 43,000 head sold on receipts. Slaughter cattle was a little under 8%, 3,412 sold there. And replacement cows were less than 2.5% at 973. So let's look at some of these right here. Go over some of these. Let's do some of these 320 weight average. They brought 235 per pound. That's pretty good. And then we're going down here to some 370 weights. They brought $187.40. And we got some 435 weights. $177.62. And then we got some 800 head sold at the 477 range, brought $188.97 per 100. And then we have 459 weight that were thin flesh. They brought $1.96. So So that was from the cattle receipts last week. Texas had 7,500 and Oklahoma had around 44,000 head. So it was a good deal. Clinton, the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction is going on right now as we speak. They got a big sale going on over there. It's not too late to get over there. Wing cattle, they have the days are wing cattle sale. They had a bunch on consignment. Get over there, get you some. If you got some wheat pasture, you want to get some, or just call Brandon Hickey. He'll take care of you. Get over there and get some bought, and then we'll have it and the Elk City Livestock Auction reports tomorrow. And coming up this Wednesday, we're going to have Hobart Livestock Auction will be going on. And call Rex Fleming down there for any of your buying or selling needs. They're going to have a pretty good sale. Next week, or this week, I don't know if, wait a minute, I got to back up. I got to check that out. I'm in a routine here. Hang on, bear with me right here real quick. Let me see if they are having a auction this week. Get it's Thanksgiving week. Bear with me here just a second, and we'll get that going on. Hobart, I know you're in here. Sorry, bear with me. I just thought of that when I was saying that. Hobart, there we go. Hobart Stockyards. Let's see. It doesn't say. I'll find out for you guys and report it tomorrow. See if they're having a sale this coming Wednesday with it being that close to Thanksgiving. Will contract livestock producers get $270 million in pandemic aid? Payments totaling $270 million are being made to so-called contract producers to offset revenue lost during the pandemic, according to the Agriculture Department last Friday. Previous aid programs were directed at the owners of livestock, but not the farmers who produce hogs, poultry, and eggs under contract to them. So the USDA also said it has paid $42 million in pandemic assistance to farmers who had to cull livestock and poultry last year because there was no market for their animals due to the COVID-19 outbreaks at the processing plants. It also paid $9 million to logging and log hauling industry and $350 million for dairy market volatility. Participation in the pandemic relief program by historically underserved farmers has increased fourfold since the enrollment window for coronavirus aid was reopened on April 5th, said the USDA, though it did not say what the total was. In August, when it opened enrollment for aid to contract growers of pigs, poultry, the USDA said up to $1 billion was available. As of Monday, USDA showed pandemic aid of $30.6 billion, not million, but billion dollars to farmers and ranchers paid since May of 2020 when the payments began. So the USDA is taking care of its people. All right, here we go. Fertilizer. I don't know if anybody's noticed that the fertilizer cost has gone up. Soaring and fertilizer costs that are at their highest level since 2008 are impacting 2022 planting decisions. Analysts predict a correction is unlikely in the near term, meaning that fertilizer costs are not going to come down. According to the USDA's Illinois production cost report in October, the average price for urea was $810 per metric ton compared to $352 per metric ton in 2020. I think it's around $840 around here, last I heard. Phosphate prices were at $814 per metric ton, nearly double what they were in 2020 at $427 per metric ton. The report also noted the price of liquid 28% nitrogen saw a significant jump in 2021 with the average of $475 per metric ton compared to $222 the previous year. Potash prices were $775 per metric ton, an increase of almost $400 per ton from the previous year. With increases in this dramatic in fertilizer prices, we are starting to see growers turn towards or gain interest in tools like scripting that allow them to be more efficient and cost effective with their inputs. Variable rate prescriptions have been available for several years, yet the technology still is not widely used. Approximately 20% of our current FieldView customers in the United States are using seed fertilizer and crop protection scripts. Our products that help farmers' variable rate have been in the marketplace for almost 5 years. In that time, we've been able to identify the pain points preventing farmers from creating more prescriptions and adopting variable rate activities. Ease of use is at the top of the list, with the introduction of the automatic zone creation. Climate is working to make the process almost more automated. We always hearing from growers how much time it took to create and manage prescriptions. Previously, the tool was for manual scripting, had little to zero automatic capabilities with it, and it's required that the user to pull up an image of a yield layer as a background layer and manually draw out the parts of the field that they would like to begin managing. We're trying to get to a point where we're able to take the grower's data that has been collected and provided him with a fast, easy solution to optimize the subfield areas in his operation. Automatically creating field zones using satellite imagery for any scouting map saves the farmer time. This tool also enables farmers to more easily and confidently write variable rate fertilizer prescriptions to optimize their fertilizer investment and meet performance goals. The changes we make give them the ability to easily see between all the scouting layers and see the variability in their field using those layers. So there you have it. There's tools out there, especially for you liquid guys. There's tools out there to help you guys out a bunch. Well, back to cattle. And I still can't emphasize the fact of the stock show the heifer show this weekend at Elk City, the Oklahoma National Heifer Show. The facilities were set up great. There's bukus of parking out there. Those they had the ring set up where they were in and out, and the class winners were right back in as soon as that breed was done to go for breed champion. They did an awful job, and my hat off to you guys, and a big round of applause for doing the Oklahoma National Heifer Show. Man, there was some beautiful animals there. Funny story was, is some of you guys will understand this if you know Mr. Kyle Walters at the Walter Cattle Company. You know, he was on the show here a month or two ago, and he was talking about he had got some red Angus. And anyway, I was on my way out. He was standing there with his daughter, and I said, is that a... I don't even remember what I said. I was making fun of him for having that red Angus. Well, she ended up winning. So I quit making fun of it. And I apologize to him on Facebook for making fun of his red Angus. It's not that I don't like red Angus. You got to know Kyle Walters. He's Mr. Simmental. So anyway, it was good. Well, we got changes coming to the beef supply. Filling the yard. Feedlots are seeing about 5% above the national average of cattle priced at 66.7%. And this report coming in from the University of Missouri Extension Livestock Economist Scott Brown says the shrinking cow herd is not going to provide replacements to sustain the growth in the future. A record high number of cattle are in the feedlots as the national beef herd shrinks. 2021 marks the third consecutive year with a declining beef cow herd and a smaller calf crop. Yet cattle slaughter and beef production are both on a pace to top 2018 levels by more than 1% this year. It is not sustainable for cattle slaughter to continue to defy a shrinking national herd in the long run. There are many short-term factors contributing to the higher cattle slaughter numbers, and while it's difficult to pinpoint precisely when beef output will finally respond to the years of smaller calf crops, that day is coming soon. And when it does, there is a strong potential for sharply higher cattle prices. I'm not sure. I read through this report quite a ways, and I didn't see anything about them talking about the reason why those slaughter prices were so... not slaughter prices, but slaughters were much higher. Guys, remember, we have a drought still going on south, North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana. I think they've got some relief on the very west coast, but still, it's too late. If they're getting their rains right now, they're not going to see much benefit from it until next year. And New Mexico, Arizona, and parts of Utah, so they got a lot of drought going on there. So the USDA calculates feeder cattle supply outside feedlots on January 1 based on four categories from its annual cattle inventory report. The sum of steers over 500 pounds plus heifers over 500 pounds plus calves under 500 pounds less heifers held for herd replacement and animals already on feed leaves the supply of animals with potential to enter the feedlots, where they come up with that number. Comparing this to the number of cattle placed in feedlots, monthly USDA cattle on feed reports gives us insight on the rate that's available for being placed on feed. With 9 months on the feedlot, placement data currently available for 2021, the 66.7% rate of feedlot placement through September has been on a record high and will for the deal. So anyway, looks like we need some more cows out there, according to the deal. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the kids being on the show. Alexa, I like her. She's the boss. She knows what she's talking about. I like all of them. Zale and Hudson, thanks for being on there on the show today. Talk about your projects you got going on in Hobart. And Jancy, always put a smile on my face when you come in the studio. So you guys have a great day, and God bless. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Plug in and stay connected.
Check us out.
Stay connected
on Facebook.
KECO, Elk City.
Prayers from the White House. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The president speaking a short time ago about the deadly incident at a Christmas parade in Wisconsin.
Last night, people of Waukesha were gathered to celebrate the start of a season.